Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What things soever you desire when you pray. This is releasing faith in prayer. What do you do? Believe what? Not just believe in God. Believe specifically that you receive them. Them what? The things you are praying about. Believe you receive them, and what else will happen? You shall have them. We looked up that word receive. It literally means take, T-A-K-E. Believe that you take them. How do you take it? Not with your hand, not with your head, not with your emotions and feelings. You believe you take it. If you saw you took it, felt you took it, you would need to believe you took it. How do you believe you take it? You already know how. How many in here believed you received Jesus as Lord of your life? Huh? You received the new birth. You didn't see it with your eyes. You didn't feel it with your hand. How'd you do it? How did you receive forgiveness of sin? How did you receive your righteousness in Him? By faith. You believe you receive it. The same way you did that, you can receive your healing. You can receive your needs met. You can receive your direction, your wisdom, your strength. Guidance. Now go with me to the book of James, please. James 2. James 2 and verse 14. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have not works? Can faith save him? Let me read that to you from the Jewish Bible. It says, what good is it, my brothers, if someone claims to have faith, but has no actions to prove it? Is such faith able to save him? What's the answer to that question? No. Can that kind of faith get your bills paid? Get you healed? Get you help? No, no. Verse 17, same Jewish translation. Thus faith by itself, unaccompanied by actions, is dead. Verse 18. But someone will say, you have faith, I have actions. He said, well, show me this faith of yours without the actions. You can't. I'll show you my faith by my actions. Faith to receive is revealed in action. Somebody say action. Verse 20, and this is the New Century translation. Well, actually, verse 26. Just as a person's body that does not have a spirit is dead, so faith that does nothing is dead. Faith that does nothing is dead. Say that out loud. Faith that does nothing is dead. Is there such a thing as dead faith? Yes, obviously there is. Will dead faith get you saved and healed and delivered? It will not get anything for you. Dead faith. What's the difference between dead faith and living faith? Living faith acts. Acts on what it believes. Living faith acts. You know, Brother Smith Wigglesworth, who lived years ago, influence on a lot of people. It is said that he had 20-some people raised from the dead in his ministry. 20-something. Somebody say, wow. it is said he's an Englishman and not educated. And it's said that sometimes he'd walk back and forth across the podium for just minutes at a time going, faith is a hat. Faith is a hat. Faith is a hat. Act. Faith is an act. And sometimes he'd just shout, first one down is healed. Somebody jump up and run down, get healed. Was running down to the front what healed him?
No.
No. What healed him?
Faith.
An act of what?
Faith.
Why did they jump and run? Because they believed something. It was their faith that healed them. Somebody said, well, it was God that healed them. That is true, but if it's just God, he's everywhere. Why isn't everybody healed? Well, it wasn't his will to heal everybody. That's a lie. I said, that's a lie. The thing is, it's not just up to God. He set it up to where we receive what he has provided by his grace, we must possess by our faith. Lay hold of it. Say it out loud. Faith is an act.
Faith is an act.
Say it again. Faith is an act. Again. Faith is an act. One more time. Faith is an act. What if you say you believe, but you don't do anything? It's a dead faith. Produces no results. No results. And that's what's confusing to a lot of people. They say they believe, they go to church, they play tapes and CDs, but they're not acting on what they say they believe, which means they don't believe it enough to act upon it. When we say we believe, we receive, that's what follows. You act on it. Let me give you these four things. We're talking about this morning nine. I'm telling you, you got time for this. How to get miracles. How to get your miracle. How to do it. I'm telling you, a fail-proof thing. Works every time. How to get miracles in your life. How to get the miracle you need and desire. Number one, you must hear from him. You must hear from God. You must hear from him. Faith begins where the will of God is known. Faith comes by hearing. A man can take or receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. How are you going to find out if it's his will or not? You got to hear from him. How are you going to find out what you can receive and what's yours, what you have a right to, what you can lay hold of? You must hear from him. Some things you can read right out of the Bible. It's there. Other things, specific things, you know, can you get that car? Can you get that property? Can you get that promotion in that place? You got to hear from him personally by the Spirit of God. But when the Spirit of God speaks something to you, that's God. I said, that's God. That's the Word of God. And once you have heard from him, now you can have faith. Somebody say, number one.
Must
hear from him.
Number
two, you must choose to believe it. Faith is a choice. You've heard people say, well, I just can't believe that. You ever heard somebody use that phrase?
Oh, yeah.
I just can't believe that. That's a lie. Untrue. By very nature of what faith is, there's no such thing as anybody who can't believe something. Anybody can believe anything. Anybody. Because believing has got nothing to do with what you see or what you feel. Believing is a choice. It's a choice. If I told you something and you say, oh, Brother Keith, I can't believe that. It's not true. What'd you just tell me? What'd you just tell me? You're saying, I'm looking at you. I'm hearing what you're saying, but I just don't think you're telling the truth. I just don't think you're right. I don't think you know what you're talking about. You've chosen not to believe me. Belief is a choice.
Right.
How many believe in Jesus in here today?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Have you physically been to heaven?
No.
Have you seen him?
No.
Were you there when he was crucified?
No.
Were you there when he was raised from the dead? What'd you do? You just chose to believe all that. How many believe he's coming again? Huh? Are you confident? He's coming again. What makes you so confident? What proof you got of it? He said so. And you chose to believe that. We can choose to believe God on anything. No matter how far-fetched it seems to our mind, we can choose to believe it. Or not to. Number one, you must hear from Him. Number two, what? You must choose to believe what He said. Number three, what we've been talking about for weeks now. Not only must you believe it, what else must you do? You must believe not only that it's true, that He's right, you must believe that you receive it. That you receive what He has bought and paid for, what He has done. If He says, by my stripes, you are healed. If He says, I took your infirmities, I bore your sicknesses, I carried your pains, you have a choice now. You believe it or you don't. You have to choose. If you say, I believe that. I believe it with all my heart. I believe He took my infirmities. He bore my sicknesses. He carried my pains. Just like He took my sins and iniquities. Just like He took the chastisement of my peace. I believe He did it. I believe He did it. I believe He did it. You can say that for 3 years and stay sick.
Yes.
Got to go a step further. How many of those people could come to church? There's people in town could say, I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I believe He's born of a virgin. I believe He came and died on the cross. I believe He paid the price for the sins of the world. I believe God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's coming again and can be lost.
Right. That's right.
They can believe all that and be lost. Why? You must receive. You must believe you receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You must believe you receive what He's done for you, for yourself. I believe I receive it. So number three, you must believe you receive it. And number four, anybody know what we're getting to now? If you believe it, if you believe you have received it, what comes next? You must act like you have received it. Oh, come on. You must take steps to possess what you say you believe you receive. Spirit-led steps. Somebody say glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Faith is an act. Faith is an act. Faith without action is dead.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Faith That Acts, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303I. That's R1303I. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God.